This is Spirit Network Radio, a PBS radio production hosted by renowned clairvoyant medium Francine Milano. Spirit Network is committed to the dawning age of enlightenment, from the psychic to the holistic. If it's on the mind, body, and spirit, it's on Spirit Network.
Hello, and welcome to Spirit Network. I'm your host, Francine Milano, and I look forward to spending the next hour with you. Today, we're going to talk about Reiki and energy work with my guest, Ricky Friedman, from Reiki by Ricky, Reiki Space and Learning Place, located in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. But first, let me tell you that Spirit Network Radio is made possible by the support of our own Spirit Network Festival.
It's almost time for the Spirit Network Festival again. Join us at the Harrisburg Clarion Hotel and Conference Center on Sunday, April 27th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Visit the Psychic Fair, meet with wellness practitioners, and browse through the vendors area for natural health and organic products, crystals, herbs, sacred jewelry, and all things metaphysical and holistic. Also, be sure to take in the mini lectures included with your $5 admission. Festival speakers this year include Francine Milano, Rini Panzini, Emily Givler, and Lynn Van Prague Grattan. Visit spiritnetwork.com for details and be good to your mind, body, and your spirit.
Now, if you would like to be a sponsor on Spirit Network, we have many advertising options. Our shows are not just live, but they're archived on the BBS website, and the podcast is available on iTunes. So your message plays on to reach many, many people long after the broadcast. If you're interested, just simply email radio@spiritnetwork.com. Now, my guest today, Ricky Friedman from Reiki by Reiki, will also be at the Spirit Network Festival. But you don't have to wait a month to talk to her. You can call the studio today if you'd like. The number's toll free, 888-628-6008, or send a question to the email bag at radio@spiritnetwork.com. So without further ado, Ricky, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here, and I'm really looking forward to the Spirit Network Festival as well.
Oh, and you were there last year. We had a great time, didn't we?
We did. It went fabulous. Yeah. What a wonderful group.
And we're at a bigger hotel this time, the Clarion, and it's like a bigger venue. It's going to be a blast. So I'm really glad that you could make it again this year. So
absolutely.
Let's talk first about Ricky, about your background. How did you come to this particular path of energy work?
Right. Well, you know, I like to tease, but I think it's very true that it started before I was born, because I'm a girl named Ricky. And I really think that was a wake-up call to my purpose after all the years of being put in boys gym and boys choir and wanting to change my name. But now I love it, and Reiki by Ricky really goes. I'm a physical therapist by background, so a very traditional hands-on healer. And so it was a very natural and gradual progression for me. Actually, the way it started was friends of mine, this was back in the 90s, took a Reiki class, and I babysat for their son, so they practiced on me. It was the first time I had ever heard of Reiki, and I had a really dramatic and strong response to the Reiki for my own personal emotional healing at that time. And that's when I began to study it to help myself, which is always the first step in healing. And I was very, very quickly drawn to sharing it with others, both in my traditional physical therapy setting as well as other people.
Now, that's really incredible, because nothing happens by accident. So that babysitting gig was just, you know, that had to be meant to
be,
you know?
Absolutely.
And yeah, like you said, your name is Ricky. And I thought that was a nickname, but that's actually your given name, correct?
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's very
cool.
Of
course, obviously, my parents had no idea at the time, but I have since thanked them for choosing that name.
Yeah. Now, did you have any problems incorporating that into your physical therapy? Was it kind of accepted?
Well, it's still being gradually accepted, and there were times, it's a perfect blend with any kind of hands-on work, whether it be physical therapy, or I also train a lot of nurses and massage therapists So it fits in naturally with the work. But as far as being able to actually say in the traditional setting, you know, in your paperwork and in your billing that you're incorporating Reiki, that is still coming gradually over time.
Yeah, that's not
but
exactly
it fits
a
in naturally,
blue, high,
you know,
mark,
help,
high blue shield kind of thing. I can understand that. So we're going to talk more about your business and your offerings in a little bit. But I want, I'm a level Reiki too myself, but it's been like, wow, 15, 16 years, to be honest with you. But a lot of our listeners still have not heard of Reiki. And I found that out. I was kind of surprised recently. So can you tell us more about Reiki itself?
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are just learning about and opening up to Reiki, or have heard the word but really don't have a sense of what it truly is. Mm-hmm. Reiki is a very, very gentle and very deeply relaxing hands-on healing that actually was originally from Japan, primarily for stress management and balance. And it is considered part of energy medicine because everything alive is energy. That's a proven physics fact. Down to our smallest cellular level, we all vibrate. So what happens during a Reiki session is your body will draw whatever energy that you happen to need to help you be in a better place of balance. And when our body and our energy is in balance, our bodies are designed to help us heal naturally. So it's a very gentle and natural and very loving process.
So it really is just like more of a complement to what our bodies were meant to do naturally.
Yes, people have been sharing healing with their hands as long as there's been people. There's nothing new or new age about this at all. And in the Eastern countries, this is considered part of their traditional medicine. This is used in the ER and in the OR. It's actually considered preventative medicine because our energy radiates from us and surrounds our physical bodies. So everything hits our energy before it gets to us. And our energy is directly connected to our physical body through our hormonal system. Mm-hmm. So if our energy is not imbalanced, it has a direct physical effect on our bodies.
Well, tell me this, because I know it's been around a lot, and a lot of healing modalities have been around for ancient years, from the beginning of time. But what makes Reiki in particular different from other healing energies and techniques?
That's a great question, and there are a couple very specific things that make Reiki unique and that I love about Reiki. But the most important thing is when you share Reiki, you never give away any of your personal energy, and you never have to take on anyone else's stuff. It really is just allowing the energy to flow through. It's not mine, and I don't claim to do this. I just allow the energy to flow. And so that's a unique thing about Reiki as a form of energy work. The other thing that's unique about Reiki is how you learn it. It is directly passed on from a Reiki master teacher to a student in a process that they call an initiation or an attunement. And the beautiful thing about that is that every student is able to directly trace their history from their teacher back to the founder of this particular form of Reiki, which is called Usui Reiki, based on the founder's name, Mikayu Usui, and this is considered the original pure form of Reiki. So I think that's a very special process.
So you are, there is a Reiki 1, a Reiki 2, a Reiki master, and a Reiki master teacher, is that correct?
That is correct.
I mean, things may have changed since the last time I've been doing it. I haven't done it for years, to be honest with you.
But, and there is a little variability. Some people teach the master and the master teacher level all together. I teach it in two separate parts like you just shared it.
Okay. And you are a Reiki master teacher, obviously.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. If there was higher to go, I think that's where you would go, right?
Yes.
Right. So now that brings me to a question that I had gotten on Facebook for you. And that question was, in Reiki, do you use your own energy or is it spirit's energy working through you?
Yes, and, absolutely. Yes, it is not my personal energy. So when I place my hands on someone, they draw through me the energy that they need to help themselves be in a better place of balance. And you can see that, you know, it doesn't matter what name that you give it. This is not based on any religious tradition whatsoever. You know, whether you call that from God, whether you call that from nature, it's whatever you see as the source of the high frequency energy that surrounds us and connects us.
Right. It's just a higher spirit. It's a higher source.
Exactly.
For sure. Okay.
Yeah.
So the part two of that question really is it's not the client's own energy. You're not like recycling energy because you're like so close to them usually that it's not like from their aura going through your crown chakra and down through your hands again. Correct.
Well, you know, we don't really need to name it so much, but, Yeah, it's basically they draw through me as the practitioner the energy from whatever you see as the source, and you know, and I need to analyze that. And then
wait a minute, because people do need to label things. Believe me, they do.
Okay.
I think my question really, my follow-up actually was a little different, they wanted to know that if it was the client's energy or a higher self energy. You know, our higher source. So you weren't recycling like the client on the table through your crown chakra and back down your hands again.
No, you know, Reiki's not a process of doing anything. Mm. It is allowing and being, you know, so the client will, certain areas will release energy, other areas will draw energy in an attempt to achieve balance.
Now, so what do you do with that excess energy? It just
lingers. Well, I don't have to do anything with it.
So you don't clean it. You don't clear
naturally...
it out or any bad woogies coming out.
Well, you know, energy is just energy. It vibrates at different frequencies. You know, bad and good, positive and negative, I believe are judgment terms that we put on it.
I agree.
You know, things that are, I see it as high frequency and low frequency vibrations. So things that are lower frequency vibrations, things like worry, fear, anxiety, stress, are things that drain our energy, make us tired, and make us more vulnerable to getting sick. They lower our immune system. Things that are higher frequency vibrations are things like peace, joy, love, compassion, healing, and they raise our vibration and help us feel energized and peaceful and have more joy and health in our life.
Okay, that's really great. So really, instead of like identifying this not good energy, get it out, get it to Mother Earth, to whatever, you're just taking the energy and it's transforming.
Right, and I don't need to decide. I don't get to decide what happens because I don't know what's in the person's highest good. We barely know what's in our own highest good. So I just trust the process.
And I'm a problem child
myself.
We
all have that deep inner we all have a deep inner wisdom, and I trust that and listen to the person's body and my intuition, and I trust the source.
Wonderful. Now, I think that one of the things that people that are listening now might want to know is, do I need Reiki? I mean, what kind of clients actually come to you?
Well, some people come just as part of a routine wellness and balancing program because I think everybody could use a balancing once a month just from the stuff of life that we go through. Some people come for more specific things, whether it be stress, sleep issues, pain issues, anxiety, depression. You know, lots of things might lead people to seek this out. And like I said, a lot more can happen than what we even know when we first come to Reiki, because we might come, for example, for a little physical pain. But then we realize that underlying that physical pain might be some emotional issue or a stress-related issue. And Reiki is very holistic. It'll work on whatever level that the person needs.
Right.
So if it is in the person's highest good for that pain to go away, that's what will happen. But if there's something that they need to pay attention to in their life to move forward in a healthy way, sometimes Reiki will bring that to the surface And then everybody has free will as to whether they choose to take action on that at that particular time. Mm-hmm. And if they do, then, you know, their body doesn't need to keep talking so loud. To me, that's what symptoms are. Symptoms are trying to help you learn and grow and help you find the right way on your path. And when you can start to interpret them as messages, then your body doesn't need to keep talking so loud.
That's awesome. And, you know, I mean, and I just want to mention this because some people already know that I'm a cancer survivor. And when I went through chemotherapy, I found energy work, and it really wasn't specific to Reiki, but was a very strong complement to my chemotherapy symptoms. So whatever you're going through in an allopathic, you know, traditional medicine, you know, energy work really can help. So I would imagine maybe you work with patients from cancer. Well,
lots of patients with things like that, because Reiki will support whatever other treatments that you're having. There's no contraindication with anything. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that is one of the unique things about Reiki also. There are no contraindications at all. And that's very rare that you can say that. But Reiki, because it is so gentle and totally non-invasive, everyone can tolerate it. So, you know, someone who is in a fragile state of health, someone is elderly, a premature newborn infant, someone who is pregnant, everyone can have Reiki. Mm-hmm. And even because Reiki is energy work, even if your body can't tolerate touch, whether it's due to pain, whether it's due to an open wound, or even perhaps a history of sexual trauma where you're not comfortable with touch, Reiki can be done right off the body in the energy field, and the benefits are just as powerful.
Well, that leads me to another question. You talk about being done within the energy field, and it totally makes sense, of course, because I'm big pro aura, you know. But distant work, do you do any distant work, long distance?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And that is such an empowering thing. You mentioned about you being Reiki level 2, and that is something that you learn in the second level of Reiki. And that allows you to share Reiki when someone is not physically present with you, or there's a world situation that's stressful and needs some love and healing and attention. And so that you don't need to feel powerless anymore. You have something positive and loving and very healing to be able to offer. It allows you to be in your more peaceful place, which is where you need to be able to share Reiki. And because you're sharing, again, a higher frequency vibration, you actually help the situation heal rather than contributing to the stress and the fear and the worry, which are lower frequency vibrations and will lower the ability to heal. So to me, sharing Reiki is similar to sharing a prayer, which is also energy in my worldview. You know, you say it, it's there. There's no time or space, no distance. And it's a very wonderful and powerful tool.
So if you do something with a client, so they don't have to come to Harrisburg, obviously, but if you do something with a client, do you set up a time that this is a place where they relax or, you know, because obviously there may not be on your massage table? Or your Reiki
table. Right. So it's always important to ask permission, you know, or maybe they have asked you when at all possible. It isn't always possible if someone in a coma or whatever. Sometimes you have to kind of just ask subconscious permission when you start sharing your Reiki. But if possible and you have permission, it's wonderful to create a special time where they can just relax and receive and notice, you know, what they feel. But it is possible to do this during the course of a day. You know, somebody has a big test coming up and they're feeling stressful about it. You can send Reiki and they don't have to be laying down to receive it. It'll go, you know, in the perfect moment and the perfect way for that person.
That's great. Now, let me ask you this, as long as you're doing distant work, if there's like world tragedies, you know, terrorists, God forbid, any kind of severe weather and things like that. Do you actually just take a moment and just send Reiki into that general area of the world?
Absolutely. I do that. I send Reiki every night as I'm going to sleep to either people in my life or world situations or the earth, whatever I feel is in need, sometimes all of the above. It doesn't take as long as sharing a full Reiki session, usually about 5 to 15 minutes, and I do this every day. Reiki, you know, Reiki is how I live my life, so I'm constantly living this and sharing it. It's a very practical tool to have in your hands, and it's something that everyone can learn and do. I teach this to little kids, so it's very easy to learn.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask you, take on students, and you attune, you do attune other people. So tell us about that work.
About the teaching?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I teach Reiki classes, and I like to teach classes in small groups so that people can get individualized attention, but can also have each other to practice on. And energy work like Reiki increases exponentially. So it's not mm-hmm. just yours plus mine plus the next person. It becomes more powerful with more people. So in a small group, people are able to feel more and experience more, especially while they're learning. And so Reiki, as you know, is taught in different classes or levels. There are only three, which is very nice, and each class stands alone. So you can choose to just take Reiki 1 and not go any further, and you will be able to share Reiki at that level. So Reiki level 1, the main thing that you learn is self-healing, which is always where healing needs to start. And you learn the basics to be able to begin sharing Reiki with others. Reiki level 2, as you mentioned, you learn to be able to share healing at a distance, so the person doesn't need to be right there with you. This is also very powerful to use with animals, because sometimes they're not ready to receive hands-on, but you can share a little Reiki from a distance, even if they're in the same room.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you that, too. You actually do offer clients who may not want them for themselves, but they want them help for their animals. Can they bring them to your office?
Yes, they do. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay.
I know it really is. I feel very blessed that I'm allowed to have animals in this space. I have, two rescue greyhounds that are my regular monthly clients.
Oh,
and it's really
awesome.
Fun. And it adds a lot of diversity to my day. One of them is kind of younger and a little bit hyperactive. That's why she comes. And the older one, her brother, has some arthritis and pain issues in his neck and spine. And they both like to receive the Reiki a little bit differently. The younger one preferred that I beam Reiki. In other words, I'm not touching her. I'm just sharing Reiki from a distance with her. And she just lays down and zonks out every time. And her older brother likes to be right with me. He's very close to me, and he shows me exactly where on his body that he wants me to put his hands. And he just likes my hands to stay on him the whole time. And they both know when they're done. And it's just a very pure and beautiful experience to share.
That's cool. Now, let me ask you something. The one that is hyper, that you work to calm down, how long does that last?
Well, there is carryover with Reiki. And the mom, who is also one of my clients, that's how she knew to bring her dogs, says that she definitely sees results that carry over with both of them. So the younger one is not quite, she's still active, but she's a little bit calmer than she used to be. And her brother is now able to go up and down steps easier and definitely is a lot more comfortable. And when she says to them, it's time for Reiki, they both jump up and are ready to go into the car. And it's really cute. I have like a little mat I put down. They come right over to me in the big room. They stay at the mat and they know exactly what's going to happen. It's a beautiful thing.
So the changes in them are actually permanent. I mean, this isn't just,
gradually over time, there is healing that carries over. It's not something necessarily that they would need to have all the time.
That's great. Now I actually sidetracked and we were talking about you taking students on. and then the difference between the Reiki 1 and the Reiki 2. Can we continue that?
Some people might be interested in that. We were talking about Reiki 2, and I mentioned about the distance healing. Reiki level 2, you also learn how to heal people on a different, on a deeper level, more on the underlying mental, emotional level, that stress level stuff that really underlies most of the physical things that we experience. 90-some percent of doctor's visits are underlined by stress and emotional issues. So the Reiki is able to go a little bit deeper at this level. And people say they feel more confident in their Reiki, more empowered by the Reiki at Reiki level 2. And you will also appreciate that they start to open up more to their intuition at this level as the higher frequency of energy starts to flow through them as Reiki healers as well. And then the Reiki level 3, as I mentioned, I teach that in two parts, 3A, which is master practitioner, and 3B, which is master teacher. And this is really the spiritual level of Reiki. And what I mean when I say that is this is where you start to live Reiki rather than just share Reiki or do Reiki. This is where you become very conscious and responsible for the energy of every emotion, every word, and every thought that you put out in the world, how that affects you, how that affects others, and how that affects the world. So this is a very deep and powerful level of Reiki. And so the reason why I teach it in two parts is some people choose to move forward to that spiritual level of Reiki, but may not quite feel ready or called to teach. Mm-hmm. And so that's the master practitioner. And then if people want to be able to teach Reiki, then is the master teacher level where you learn how to share all the attunements so that you can teach the classes as well.
And speaking of attunements, how often do people have to come back to get reattuned?
Well, you never have to come back to get reattuned. Once you receive an attunement at each level, it is forever. What you need to do is continue to share your Reiki, both with yourself and with others.
That's just it, Ricky. I'm like the Tin Man. I need oil. I'm so rusty.
Well, let me preface it by saying you don't need another attunement, but it's always wonderful if you have an opportunity to receive another attunement. Because like Reiki, attunements meet you where you are. And you are probably very different now than when you received your first attunement.
Sure. So now, if I wasn't able to get attunement, is there any way that you can just wake it up? You know, if it's been laying dormant for, like, let's say 15 years.
You wake it up by starting to use your Reiki. More you use your Reiki, the stronger it will flow.
Okay.
And so the Reiki itself will teach you everything that you need to learn. You will learn more from sharing your Reiki than you will from any book or any person. So you just need to use it again.
Very cool. So we're both in these service businesses that are a little far from the mainstream. And as a clairvoyant medium, I know I certainly have been met with my share of conflicts and non-believers. And, you know, do you get funny looks about what you do for some people?
Well, there are a lot of myths and misconceptions out there about Reiki. And I am happy and willing always to talk about it, to share it, because Reiki is very much an experience. You really don't know it until you feel it. You know, so I'm always happy to offer little mini sessions to let people feel it and experience it. And I also honor where people are. So if they are not ready for this, or if it's not their way, because I think there are a lot of paths to the same source, you know, I honor that and I bless them. And sometimes people come to it later on. So I just really, really trust that process.
Very cool. You know, I'm just looking at the mailbag. We do have a couple emails I want to give you here. Cool. You ready to answer a couple questions?
Sure, I'll try my best.
Okay. Now, I have an email from Max, and he doesn't say where he's from, but he wants to know, what if the person working on you doesn't seem to be happy or healthy? Does their bad energy get put in the mix? That's something that sometimes I've worried about when I've seen somebody that's like got a smoker's cough and they're doing chair healing. You know, do they have any business doing that?
Right. Well, there are so many levels to that answer, but it's a really, really great question. But what I want to get is to the essence of the most important thing to me is that it's very, very important that you feel a connection with who you are sharing Reiki with or who's sharing Reiki with you. This is because of the energy component. This is very much about resonation and attraction and connection, and you need to feel safe and trusting. You know, working in somebody's energy field is very intimate work, and if you don't feel that, then that's not the right person for you.
Yeah, it's,
and it
like
doesn't,
I guess, like repellent.
Mean that they're, yeah,
it's, you like know, sitting in their chair and it's like energy repellent, I would imagine. So
yeah,
you have to feel it.
Right.
Because I guess
your body won't
accept it.
I'm sorry. The other part of the answer is it's really important for us as Reiki healers to be doing our own work. You know, I would want to be with someone who is using their self-Reiki every day, which is an important part of Reiki, as well as sharing this on a regular basis. Because it is important to keep yourself in balance, to keep your vibration raised and be as much in a peaceful and positive place as you can when we share. Now, obviously, you know, yes, we are all spiritual beings, and yes, we are all having a human experience. So no one is going to be, perfectly positive and peaceful every moment of their life. That would not be real, because we all have lessons and learning and growth. But if you're feeling like someone's not doing their own work and they're not in the right space to be sharing Reiki, then that's not the right match for you.
That makes sense. So,
yes.
Okay, Max, hopefully you got that answer.
Yeah, I'd rather go to a really heart-centered, loving Reiki One healer who uses their Reiki all the time and believes in this with their entire being than somebody who has all the pieces of paper but is not really walking the walk.
Exactly, because you are an instrument.
Right.
You know, and people have health issues. I mean, they just do. That doesn't mean that, you know, because my cancer's been in remission, it doesn't mean if I do Reiki that I'm going to give it to someone. But, you know, there's certain things you can do to take care of yourself, and not everyone does that. So it's a choice. But I suppose if it's someone that you're going to look at and go, ooh, you're not going to accept that healing.
Right. I mean, you know, everyone has a choice. People can, you know, kind of block it if they don't want to receive it. But hopefully people would be open enough to at least, allow the experience. The
sure.
Reiki is, of course, flowing through the person sharing the Reiki as well as the person receiving the Reiki. They're both receiving the healing. So.
Right. That's another good point, you know, that we didn't talk about the students. You get a healing when you're giving healing.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. So Reiki should never feel draining. You know, that's a question people ask me. Aren't you drained after you do this? No, it's not part of Reiki, because the Reiki flows through me, not from me. So,
right.
You know,
exactly.
It can be part of energy work, but it's not part of Reiki. And that's one of the unique things about Reiki.
Right. So someone who isn't actually actively doing it all the time isn't really attuning their instrument, probably.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
We do resonate like musical instruments. We carry frequency and vibration.
Absolutely. So another one. Jennifer would like to know, this is a good one too. My boyfriend of 2 years and I broke up last month. I was wondering if Reiki can help heal a broken heart. Aww.
Yeah. Sometimes the heart breaks open to allow more light in. And, so that's a process and an attitude. Yeah. Reiki is the heart. Center is the center of your entire energy system, and in order for your energy to really flow well in both directions, the heart needs to be balanced. And so, I just really trust the process, And if that's where her need is, that's where she's going to draw her Reiki healing. And I will always tell people, because lots of people will ask me, will Reiki help with this or will Reiki help with that? And the real truth is I don't get to decide what happens, but I always know whatever happens is whatever's in the highest good and the greatest joy for that person. So I just really trust that she will draw whatever healing she needs to help her be in a better place of balance so that she can move forward in a healthy way.
So really the answer is yes, it can help. It's not
yes,
to decide,
can.
But yeah, I mean, I guess right. where whatever your body needs, the Reiki knows where to go.
Exactly.
Or your mind,
so sometimes
your spirit.
Even when I have my hands in one place, people will feel the energy going to other places. And that's where the need is. And so, you know, I just really trust the process. And it's always at the very least, very peaceful, very relaxing. It can be very meditative, which is very healing also to quiet your mind. And anything more than that is icing on the cake.
So Jennifer, go get some icing and just forget it. you know, and I think that when I was doing more hands-on healing work, at least energy work,
right.
Whether it was Reiki or not, you're really feeling that energy field, and that aura for me is like places where it's thick or thin, and you can almost tell where there might be some problems, ailments on a client,
well,
just because you're feeling.
Right. Well, you know, different people bring different means of intuition to this work. Especially as people are just learning Reiki, they may or may not have that sensitivity like you're describing right away. And that doesn't mean the Reiki's not working. It is the recipient that decides, you know, what energy that they draw. You know, my main means of intuition, it sounds very similar to yours, is as a feeler. So mm-hmm. I feel everything that happens under my hands, and I get a sense of what's physical and what might be more underlying emotional stuff. And I also have a form of empathy that in Reiki they call tracking, where sometimes I can feel in my body or emotions what is happening with the person on the table. Now, again, it doesn't mean that I'm taking on their stuff in any way. It's just strictly information so that I can be helpful for their healing.
Yeah, and Reiki, there's a lot of meditating involved. And, you know, I am always talking about the development. How do I become psychic? How do I read energy? You know, it's meditate, mm-hmm. meditate, meditate. And Reiki is a fantastic way to do that. So it really raises your energy
level. I love that about Reiki because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes the first session, you know, when people are new to Reiki, their minds are a little more active and curious, which is very normal until they get to know me better, get to know the process better. But usually by the second or third session, people settle in really quickly and really deep and either fall asleep, which is perfectly fine, or go to a very deep meditative state. You know, people sometimes when they're learning meditation, it can take years to get to that place.
Yeah.
But there's no trying with Reiki. It just happens so naturally. And being in that quiet state is so healing and allows the person to hear what they really need to hear for their process.
Yeah, now, like I did two workshops this weekend, and both we talked about meditation and how to meditate, and it really didn't come up, but I really should be recommending that as a possibility because it is not just about meditation, but it really draws your energy up and your frequency up to really
right.
be in touch with your higher self and your higher sources. So I'm definitely going
right.
to make
and
them,
at
make
the very
go to that.
Least, you know, it'll allow them to at least experience what that feels like mm-hmm. so that as they're learning meditation, they can choose to take themselves there a little bit easier. Because that's the first step is to learning what that place feels like and that it is within you.
Right, and they have to be confident enough to do it because I think that that's another issue. Like, oh, I could never do that, you know?
Right.
But you don't
right.
do it. The Reiki does it.
Right. You don't have to do anything, and that's,
right.
you know, Reiki is the balance to doing. We do all the time. We're going, doing, giving, And Reiki is about allowing and being and receiving. And we all need that balance. It's an important part of who we are.
Tell me about that.
Yes.
This weekend, right. It was a part of what I was not, but I bit off a little more than I could chew. I could use your help, actually. So I have one more question, and then we're going to talk about your business and how people can contact you and upcoming events and all kinds of things. Okay, but I have one more question from the mailbag, and there's no name on it, but they wrote, please ask Ricky if there are any foods that block healing energy and if there are certain foods that help the energy work.
Wow, you get great questions in your mailbag. I love this. Well, the more natural and local and organic the food is, the higher the vibration it will carry. And so it is always best to eat, you know, pure and light and natural if possible. But it also kind of depends on what your goals are. You know, I tell people at the end of a Reiki class to do things that are grounding, because Reiki is very opening spiritually, and you need that grounding, that balancing, that connection to the earth. And for that, you would want to eat protein, because protein is very grounding. So that's a really good question. And yes, you know, the cleaner that you eat, the easier it is for the energy to flow. So it does all fit together.
And I guess that you can even eat clean, but, you know, even if you're looking at organic sugars, but too much sugar is going to really, you know, buzz your system out. And, you know, so it's just...
And, you know, right. And another part of it, and this was, you know, made prominent in a movie that came out several years ago. I'm sure you're aware of it, called What the Bleep Do We Know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And in that movie, the point was that you could be eating the healthiest organic whatever diet, but if you are feeding yourself with anything less than self-love, your body's not going to be able to efficiently process that nutrient, those nutrients. So it all comes back to the essence of loving yourself. And it really shows in that movie how that physiologically affects your body when you're sending in love or sending in a vibration that's lower than love.
Right.
So it's a very real thing.
So really, it's not as much the food that helps the energy, but the energy that helps the food.
That is very true. And if you're going to have something, eat it with total love and abandon, you know,
I'm hoping my husband's not hearing this, because sometimes he listens in, sometimes he doesn't. But, you know, he'll eat in the kitchen over the sink, and I tell him, you're not getting your nutrition. You need to sit down. You need to actually, like, you know, look over your food and, you know, bless it. And I'm guilty of not praying over my food sometimes, and I would like to remember to do that occasionally. Right. But, you know, I think that when you really, you don't woof it down, you know, I think that really you have a relationship
mindful.
With food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that really does affect you.
Yeah, with Reiki, of course, I use Reiki to bless my food, which is very similar. That's something you learn in Reiki level 2. It's very easy to do and very easy to incorporate, you know, in your normal eating.
If you think it would be, Ricky, but like I forget completely. And I eat a lot of organic, and I'm almost totally GMO free, and I'm, you know, I'm so really, really careful. But my goodness. I just, every time, and I'll finish the meal, I go, I didn't pray again.
Well, you can do it afterwards. There's no time in
That's
the energy
true.
Realm.
I can just rub my belly, you know, and do the little symbol there, right?
Okay, we're all learning, you know, nobody's perfect. And, you know,
That's
be gentle
sure.
with yourself. What you don't want to do is take out that proverbial whip.
That's,
you
that
want
is
to just
true.
Love yourself, have compassion, and realize that, you know, you're learning.
Yeah, it is. Life is all, that's what we're here to do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So whoever that no name was, just that, you know, it is the correlation, you know, so you don't want to be eat a bunch of Snickers bars and then going to do Reiki. That's not really cool. But it's just common sense, right? So
right, that's right. It's about balance. It's always about balance.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about, you had mentioned an event coming up, and I'm very excited to hear about these monks visiting. So go ahead and give us all that information.
Okay. Well, we have a group of Tibetan monks that are from a monastery in India, and they're going to be visiting the Harrisburg area from April 28th to May the 4th. And we are in the process of planning lots of activities while they're here, including they're going to be creating a sand mandala in Midtown Harrisburg. We're going to be having a labyrinth walk with the monks. We're going to be doing a social reception with them in Reiki space. But what I wanted to share to your audience is on March the 23rd, which is coming up on Sunday in a couple weeks, we're going to be doing a Reiki Share fundraiser for them at Reiki Space. So people can pay $20 for a 20-minute Reiki session. We'll have probably two or three healers working around them, so it'll be a short but intense dose of Reiki. And we'll have snacks and door prizes and such, and it'll all be a fundraiser for the monks and their monastery to help preserve and promote the Tibetan culture. So again, that's March the 23rd, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're going to have five Reiki tables going in Reiki space, and if you'd like to sign up for a time to receive your mini session, you can just contact me. I'll be happy to schedule.
Okay, and that'll lead us into how people can get in touch with you after the show. Give us your website, your phone, email, plug it all.
All right. Well, I'm at www.reikibyriki.com, and that's spelled R-E-I-K-I-B-Y-R-I-C-K-I-E.com. And my phone number is 717-599-2299. I have email at Reiki@ReikiByRiki.com. And I also have a very active Facebook page at Reiki by Riki, where I have a lot of these activities as well as other workshops and classes that I offer.
So it's it's facebook.com/ReikiByRiki.
Yes, it is. And okay, awesome. I post a lot of positive and inspirational messages to just give you those right reminders in the right moments.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Because we all could use those, right?
We all need that. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, let me see. I wanted to ask you about your office. What is the name of you have a company, right?
Right. Right. Well, I opened a new Reiki space in Harrisburg. In fact, it's Harrisburg area's first standalone Reiki center. So I'm so excited about that. And I'm coming up on my 1-year anniversary April 1st. It opened April 1st last year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, it's called Reiki by Riki, Reiki Space and Learning Place. So part of it is for the healing sessions, and part of it is for the classroom, the classes and workshops. I have a very active student program. Students that have learned with me can offer sessions in Reiki space. I have a mentorship program. I even have a Hershey High School intern this year. So just lots of offerings going on there, all different kinds of workshops and classes, social activities. Reiki space is really becoming a gathering place, and people love to be there and be together and feel all the positive, loving, supportive energy.
That's wonderful. And now, do you have other Reiki masters and Reiki master teachers that work with you? I do.
I have two healing rooms there. My room is actually called the Butterfly Room, and the room for my practitioners is called the Dragonfly Room. And there's, I have a really active program going so that they can start to get experience sharing Reiki in a beautiful furnished space and start to learn some of the business practice about sharing Reiki. So it's a beautiful active space, and it's a space that's really representative of Reiki as well as of me. I feel like there's me in every inch there. It's very peaceful and loving. It's in a professional building, but it's a very warm, homey space.
That's fantastic. Now, about your workshops, are they all Reiki-centered? Can anybody come, or is it just for the Reiki students?
Right. Well, there's a variety of things that go on there, and some of them are for Reiki students, and some of them are open to everyone, and some of them are for a fee, and some of them are by love donation, so that everyone who wants to be there can be there. I offer, I have other people come into the classroom space to offer workshops and classes as well. And we do angel card readings. I have Reiki shares there. I facilitate a meetup. We have meditation evenings there. So lots of relevant activities that all blend well with Reiki and energy work.
That's wonderful. That's really great. So, I mean, you're really, really growing. So next time we talk, you're going to get a bigger space. You're going to outgrow yourself. I can tell.
Who knows where it's going? I just know it's not done. I'm open to the possibilities.
Absolutely. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you next month. Because I don't think I have actually seen you since last Spirit Network Festival. So
you haven't. I'm going to actually look at the... Sometime we can get you on the table.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm actually going to look at the 23rd. I think I'm working, but I'm not sure. I don't have the calendar in front of me, but I would love to attend the fundraiser for the monks. I think that's really cool.
Thank you. So I appreciate that.
I wish you all the success in the world with it and with your business and your 1-year anniversary coming up, and that's fabulous. And I want to really thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. I really appreciate that. I will contact you soon, of course. We're going to finalize the festival details, but I'll be looking forward to talking to you then. And I know that our guests really thank all the information that you shared with us today.
Thank you. It's been my total pleasure, and I really loved all of the questions. So thank you to the audience as well. And
we're
I
never
hope
short on those.
Everyone has a peaceful evening. Yeah.
All right. God bless, and you take care.
You too.
And bye. Okay, so before we go, friends, I want to talk to you about the Ayoshi cards. I have been wondering if you've gotten your free online reading yet. If not, go to ioshicards.com. That's ioshicards.com. And you can also reach that from a link from our own spiritnetwork.com. If you have problems in a relationship, job, money issues, simply ask a question, click on 3 cards, and poof, you've got your answer revealed. There's no special trick to it. It's just Ayoshi. I don't know how it works. I channeled those cards from my spirit guide, Ayoshi, and I have no idea. I still use the book sometimes when I do these readings, so... What the heck? So anyway, I really want to thank you very much for being with us again. And if you'd like to advertise on Spirit Network and be a sponsor, we have a lot of advertising options available. Just email radio@spiritnetwork.com. So until next time, thank you very much for being here and being part of my life. Much love. Bye.
You've been listening to Spirit Network Radio. For more information about the show, please visit spiritnetwork.com. For more information about your host, psychic medium Francine Milano, visit her website at francinemilano.com. Until next time, remember that peace begins with an open heart.